Task 2. In this section, you are going to hear a strange but true story about a cat called Dusty. Your task is to give short answers to the questions below. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
What shall we do with the catnip kitty? What shall we do with the catnip kitty? What shall we do with the catnip kitty? Early in the morning, away he pounces, away he pounces.
San Francisco, California. A cat burglar is on the loose in San Mateo, California. Yeah, he is so hardworking and also so hard to catch that the guy makes the others look like amateurs. But ABC's Vic Lee caught up with him today.
Meet Dusty. By day, he's an ordinary house pet, but when the sun goes down, it's time for him to hit the streets, and he becomes a cat burglar.
So she always steals stuff.
Neighbors like 5-year-old Ethan McLeland know him by his nickname, Klepto the Cat.
Well, she took my mom's swimming clothes.
Neighbors try to do their best to protect their belongings, but Dusty is very skillful and steals whatever comes his way. In spite of this, his victims don't intend to file a police report.
No, we haven't, because we know where to go.
They go to Dusty's owners, Jean Chu and Jim Coleman's house, as Dusty belongs to them, who adopted the cat from an animal shelter back in 2006. His first 2 years of life were uneventful, but in 2008, his owners began to notice household objects that did not belong to them appearing in strange places, and they began to suspect that their cat was bringing them home. In the past 3 years, they figure he's stolen about 600 items, and he is not choosy. He'll take anything that's not locked down.
Towels, gloves, shoes, socks, little toys, children's toys.
Underwear, balls, well, practically anything you can think of. His favorite items are socks. He has stolen 73 of them so far, but he also likes bathing suits drying outside. Earlier this summer, he also stole one from Kelly McLeland. First, he took the bikini bottom,
and then came back about 10 minutes later and took the top home. So, we know him very well.
Dusty's modus operandi, his stealing technique, is always the same. He leaves at night and returns with his loot in the early morning. The TV network Animal Planet recently installed a camera outside Jean and Jim Coleman's house. It captured his nightly expeditions for a week. Chu says Dusty's record take for one night is pretty amazing. One night, how many?
11 different things.
It's getting dark now. The question is, which house will Dusty hit? It's a perfect night for a robbery.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
What shall we do with the catnip kitty? What shall we do with the catnip kitty? What shall we do with the catnip kitty? Early in the morning, away he pounces, away he pounces, away he pounces.
San Francisco, California. A cat burglar is on the loose in San Mateo, California. Yeah, he is so hardworking and also so hard to catch that the guy makes the others look like amateurs. But ABC's Vic Lee caught up with him today.
Meet Dusty. By day, he's an ordinary house pet, but when the sun goes down, it's time for him to hit the streets, and he becomes a cat burglar.
So she always steals stuff.
Neighbors like 5-year-old Ethan McLeland know him by his nickname, Klepto the Cat.
Well, she took my mom's swimming clothes.
Thank you.
Neighbors try to do their best to protect their belongings, but Dusty is very skillful and steals whatever comes his way. In spite of this, his victims don't intend to file a police report.
No, we haven't, because we know where to go.
They go to Dusty's owners, Jean Chu and Jim Coleman's house, as Dusty belongs to them, who adopted the cat from an animal shelter back in 2006. His first 2 years of life were uneventful, but in 2008, his owners began to notice household objects that did not belong to them appearing in strange places, and they began to suspect that their cat was bringing them home. In the past 3 years, they figure he's stolen about 600 items, and he is not choosy. He'll take anything that's not locked down.
Towels, gloves, shoes, socks, little toys, children's toys.
Underwear, balls, well, practically anything you can think of. His favorite items are socks. He has stolen 73 of them so far. But he also likes bathing suits drying outside. Earlier this summer, he also stole one from Kelly McLeland. First, he took the bikini bottom.
And then came back about 10 minutes later and took the top home. So, we know him very well.
Dusty's modus operandi, his stealing technique, is always the same. He leaves at night and returns with his loot in the early morning. The TV network Animal Planet recently installed a camera outside Gene and Jim Coleman's house. It captured his nightly expeditions for a week. Chu says Dusty's record take for one night is pretty amazing. One night, how many?
11 different things.
It's getting dark now. The question is, which house will Dusty hit? It's a perfect night for a robbery.